Sarasota artist Sid Sullivan was one of the area's most influential painters, and years after his death, he still is. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, a new exhibit of his works is open in Sarasota.
Sid Sullivan's boldly colored paintings hang in famous museums like the Guggenheim, and for decades he was the de facto mayor of the city's artistic community. But according to his son, Mike Sullivan, none of that should have happened.
In terms of being an artist and having the career he had, everything went wrong for him.
That's because Sullivan was an abstract expressionist. But because he served in World War II, he missed the art movement's heyday of the 1940s. At the Battle of the Bulge, he got frostbite and couldn't live in a cold climate. Sullivan and his wife Annie moved to Florida in 1946 when Sarasota was a town of just 10,000 people. But it did have the Ringling Museum.
And the new director was Chick Austin, who was the most knowledgeable expert in modern art in the world.
With Austin's help, Sullivan's work started to gain prominence in the early 50s, and he was soon bringing his New York friends to Sarasota, and a nationally recognized art colony was born.
You could get a big, cheap studio. It was easy to get back to New York, so it became, wow, instead of moving to the Hamptons or Provincetown, we'll just go to Sarasota. It's warm.
Sid Sullivan died in 2004 at the age of 86. The new show features several works that have never been shown in public before and is on view at the Allen Gallup Contemporary Art Gallery in downtown Sarasota through January 28th. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.